Scripture this morning is a very familiar one, taken from the 11th chapter of John, where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. John 11, starting at verse 38 and going to 44. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Here is the most important part of that passage. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of God for the people of God. You know, the last couple of weeks of fall, when we looked at what God has given us when it comes to nature, he has worked overtime, I believe, even on the streets coming here to the church. The leaves this fall have been just fantastic, unbelievable. And we look at those things and we say, praise God. Give him the glory. We could say that in a lot of areas of our life. We could say that about objects, subjects, places, people, things that have happened, in giving God the glory. There was a book written by Bill Bryson entitled The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America. And Mr. Bryson, some years ago, went to Hannibal, Missouri to visit the birthplace of Mark Twain. He was not too impressed with Mark Twain's boyhood home. While he was touring the home, he ran into another gentleman, and they got to talking. And Mr. Bryson said, "Well, tell me, sir, what do you think about this house?" The man said, "It's fantastic. I love it. I probably come here twice a year, and I think I have been in here maybe 20 or 25 times so far in my life." And Mr. Bryson then asked him, he said, "Well, sir, tell me something. How does this house fit in with what Mark Twain wrote in all of his books?" And the man said, "Oh my, I don't have the foggiest notion. I've never read any of his books. I've never read any of his books. Visiting a shrine, but ignoring his books? That doesn't make any sense." But you know, we look around this world, we see many Christians that are the same way. Most of them are called C&E people, C&E Christians. They come to visit this venue on Christmas and Easter. But they fall short of accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They don't love him. They don't follow him. And more importantly, they don't read his books. And if you go into any bookstore, not only will you find a lot of Bibles, you'll find other books written by other Christian people. They don't read any of his books. And so they fail to see the glory of God. Well, why is that? Why is that? There's only one reason. They choose to be spiritually blind. They choose to be spiritually blind. And when they do that, they turn away from the church. They turn away from God. They turn away from Jesus. Then they start to compromise. They start to procrastinate. They lose their focus. They lose their perspective. You can't give God the glory when you haven't accepted Jesus Christ. We all have experienced miracles in our lives. If I took the handheld mic and walked around, I know that each of you could give an example of something where you could truly say, see the glory. I have many examples that I could share with you this morning, but unfortunately, I don't want to keep you here until about 3:30. So I've chosen one, and bear with me if I can get through it. Some years ago, not too many years ago, we were notified that Angela and I were going to be great-grandparents. We were thrilled and overjoyed. We also found out that our great-granddaughter had Down syndrome. Some of the doctors and friends of our granddaughter suggested an abortion. Miranda and Stephen said, no way. No way. We're bringing her into this into life. We're going to give her life. And when she was born, she had many issues physically. And she had feeding tubes, breathing tubes, and any tube that was out there was in her body. Merle, could you put up the first slide? That was Emma Grace when she was several months old. But even in that condition, after we got done thanking the doctors and nurses and the technicians and the people who invented that kind of stuff, we looked at that picture and said, see the glory. See the glory of our great-granddaughter. A month and a half ago, we went back to Cleveland to attend her second birthday. Next slide, Earl. No more tubes. Breathing on her own. Eating on her own. She was running around with her birthday. When we all sang happy birthday, she was clapping along with us. And if you looked around at the people who were at her birthday party, there was no one dry eye. including her great-grandparents. And we looked at that picture after they sent us to us after the birthday party was over. And all I could say was, see the glory. See the glory. Ecclesiastes 6:9 says, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the appetite. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the appetite. Last Sunday when Pastor Chris was here, and he was speaking on silence and solitude, why this came into my mind, I have no idea. God just popped it into my mind as Pastor Chris was preaching. I got out my bulletin and I got out my pen, and I'm seeing exactly what you all are now seeing. All of this. And I wrote up to the top of my list as I started it, see the glory. See the glory. The empty cross. The candles giving us light. The flowers giving us beauty and fragrance. The open Bible. The Christian flag. As soon as I wrote down Christian flag, I also added the first four words of the book, in the beginning, God. And then I wrote down what we find in the end of the book. We win. Amen. We win. The American flag. Then I wrote, one nation under God, and in God we trust. And I'm telling you, in less than 10 days, I hope and I pray that what I just told you about those two flags can be united, and we can have one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pray that that happens in about 8 days. Then see the glory of the piano and our piano player. We can hear the music. We see the offering plates where we can give back to what God has given to us. We see this podium where we can hear the word from our pastors. The altar where we can come to kneel and pray. The communion table, which we use the first Sunday of each month. The banners on both sides of the venue. And the TV screens, which we can see the hymns and whatever we need to be up there. If I've counted correctly, that's a baker's dozen. But you know, when we see the glory in each individual items, I could probably speak 10 minutes on each one of those 13. See the glory. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up, who daily lifts us up. God is our salvation. And sometimes we need to be lifted up and bared up daily. Sometimes we're drifting and we need to be anchored. Sometimes we're in great despair and we need to have hope and love. Sometimes we're discouraged and we need inspiration. Sometimes we have doubts and we need to transfer our doubts to assurance. And that assurance, of course, is blessed assurance. And sometimes we might feel defeated. We need to change our defeat into our victory. And of course, Everybody knows the name of the last song we're going to sing here in a little bit. And then Matthew 6:33, seek you first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. No charge, given to you. Psalm 23, and I'm going to paraphrase it. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He restores me. He comforts me. I shall not want. And my cup overflows. See the glory in all those things. I found the biggest cup that I could find in my collection. I like the big cup because I know the bigger the cup, the more blessing that goes in from God. The more things he puts in, the more things I can take out and just tell him, thank you, because I can see your glory as you continue to fill my cup. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. See the glory. Now, some of you don't have anybody sitting next to you. But if you do, look at them and tell them. See the glory. Greg, I don't know who you're going to talk to. You may have to talk to those three ladies across the aisle. Tell them, see the glory. 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 We all know who Neil Armstrong was. First man to step foot on the moon. So there he was. Looking at God's universe, he could see the glory. But in addition to Neil Armstrong being an astronaut, he was also a very, very, very devout Christian. And he always told people, yeah, I stepped on the moon and I saw God's glory. But he said, I also had the opportunity to visit the Holy Lands several times. He said, nothing, not even walking on the moon, can compare with what I saw and felt when I walked on the same road that my Lord and Savior walked. I could look down and see the glory. I could walk down and see the glory. It was such a privilege to be able to do that. Because he said, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he gave me the power that's referred to in Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And he basically said, I did two things. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. I love him. I follow him. I read his books. I do this. I do this. I do this. I accept all of that. And then I act. I accept. And then I act. Psalm 96:3 says, therefore, let us declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. And I want to close by giving you an assignment. I don't normally give assignments after I speak, but I've got one for you today. The next slide, Merle. This week, I want you to finish those two sentences. And like I told the people at the first service, I want you to do it every day this week. And I said, I'll probably be back next Sunday to collect all your responses for all 7 days. I saw God's glory when he, just write the response in. I saw God's glory when he, I reflect God's glory when I reflect God's glory when I. That's a pretty simple assignment. And I hope you can do it. Could we stand, please? Lord, we thank you for the words written in the 40th verse of the 11th chapter of John. All you have to do is just believe. Just believe. And you will see the glory of God. No matter what we do on a daily basis, the glory of God is out there. This we ask in your name. Amen.